I'm now joined by Crestridge head coach, Coach Hopmer. Coach, you matched up with Lone Jack and you get a big victory. Can you kind of walk us through that game tonight?
Yeah, kids came out. We were able to really get our air game going. Will Taylor, very efficient again, 25 of 31 for 355 and 5 touchdowns. Sent it to 6 different receivers, so pretty balanced there. Defense came out pretty strong, but then due to a lot of injuries, really had to battle the rest of the way last 3 quarters just to really get some good stops.
That's got to be pretty exciting to see your offense perform this close to districts. Obviously, districts starting next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a big week. We're going to be hosting. I'm not quite sure yet who, with some of the unexpected teams losing this week, with some teams jumping, but be nice to host a playoff game.
Well, you mentioned some of the injuries. Are those injuries going to affect your team next week, or should those players be back and ready to go?
We'll see. Hopefully a couple of them will be back, but a couple of them may not be. So we're just going to play it day by day. We'll see how they're feeling. Play the kids that show up, and then they're ready to go.
All right, well, what are some things you're going to work on just in practice to get ready for that district opener?
Yeah, I think we just got to be a little bit more physical at the point of attack on defense and got to do a better job tackling. We're kind of going in way too high. We've got to really clean up our tackling, so that'll be a big emphasis for us this week.
Yeah, that's something to definitely look forward to seeing. And you said that you host a game at Crestridge to open districts. How exciting is that to bring a game back to your community and see how the crowd comes out?
That's awesome. We wanted to take it one game at a time, but we knew we could be able to put ourselves in this position to hopefully be able to host one at the start of the season. So we've been able to do that. I know everybody is excited on the team and the community. They're really excited. Should be a good show.
Obviously, you said your offense played very well, scoring 54 points and spreading the ball out to many receivers. Is that something you've seen all season, or is that something that's kind of come on here late in the going?
Yeah, that's kind of been our bread and butter. That's kind of been a thing that's really helped us open up our run game is having a good passing game. So it's been good, and it's been a lot better the last few weeks. Will Taylor's really playing efficient, really spreading the ball around to a lot of kids, so it makes us pretty dynamic through the air. So that's been very great and fun to see their improvement.
When you mentioned, you said you're not for sure who you host in districts to open it, but do you feel like that passing game is going to be able to something you're going to be able to use against other teams in your district and possibly moving forward to the state playoffs?
Yeah, I sure hope so. It's been very, very good, very efficient. Like I said, the last 3 weeks, I think this might have been as low as total the last 3 weeks, going for 355. But, it's definitely one of our strengths. We've got a lot of good skill kids that do a lot of good things fundamentally, catching the ball and running after the catch. But definitely a strength to help us and hopefully help us open up our run game.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you next week and see how that game goes.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys.
That was Crestridge head coach Thomas Hopner.